Welcome to the show. My name is John McKinstry, and this is WorkWords. This is a podcast where I share some poems that I've written about the world of work and life in the office in particular. The theme for this episode is loss. The most painful and emotional losses of all, of course, are the people in our lives, our family, friends, and yes, the people we work alongside. With that in mind, there is a content warning for this episode. The poem for this episode, as well as the content that comes before and after it, is based around bereavement. If you are at all likely to be upset or affected by this, could I strongly recommend that you stop listening here? And I hope you will listen to another episode in the future. So let's set the scene for the poem for this episode with a few thoughts around the subject of loss. When we think of work, most of us don't automatically think of bereavement. I accept there are some occupations where bereavement may intrude more, but most office workers, if asked what they expect to experience at work, will not say bereavement. But we could encounter bereavement at work. You might be in a job for several years and get to know your colleagues well. You might assume you'll see them retire and that is how your working relationship will end. But, as the good book says, we none of us know the hour. How have you or how would you cope if the person you sit beside in the office seems withdrawn and then suddenly breaks down in tears? Just hearing about bereavement can be upsetting. If your colleague loses a loved one, then on a human level, you will feel some fraction of their pain. On one occasion in the past, when I was running a training group, the session was due to last for a week. On the second day, I had to go in and break it to the group that one of them had passed away the night before. It remains one of the hardest things I think I've ever done in my professional career. On a long enough timeline, we all have a chance of finding ourselves in a similar kind of situation. Perhaps you've already been there. Did you manage to get through it? And were you able to show compassion to the person or the people affected? Or is this something that you've not experienced as yet? One thing I do believe, based solely on my own experiences to date, is that this really isn't something you can prepare for. Not really. Even if you know a bereavement is likely, if there's an elderly person in a home or perhaps someone in a hospice, there's still no preparing for it when the words are spoken for real that someone has passed away. Grief affects everyone differently. That was part of the inspiration behind the poem that I'd now like to share with you. This poem is called Dumpster Diving. Half-emptied coffee cups get clawed aside, cold brown liquid staining the sleeve of her blouse. She's thrown away clothes with a speck of dirt on them before, but not today. Used, balled-up tissues are thrown aside, trash piling up on the floor, people keeping their distance. She's in a frenzy, fingers digging through the garbage in the bin, muttering three words over and over again. Where is it? Her voice is as frantic as her actions. An old magazine with a sample of some god-awful perfume is thrown over her shoulder. Nobody can take their eyes off her. Always so prim and proper, always in control, yet here she is, plunging her hands into the trash and kicking the bins over when she doesn't find what she's looking for. Her eyes are red, tears running down her cheeks, muttering three words over and over again. Where is it? Her voice is as close to breaking as any person's can be. Someone behind her mutters the words meltdown under their breath. Someone else uses the word breakdown. One of her colleagues approaches her. She barely registers him at first. Kicks over another bin that offended her by failing to have what she wanted in it. Her voice is rising and rising, shouting three words over and over again. Where is it? Her colleague does the only thing he can do. He helps her search, picks up the next bin and tips it over. She kneels down, her manicured nails tearing through the rubbish. And then she gasps. Then the tears really come. Just an old birthday card from her 40th last week. Just an old card, but signed by her dad. Her dad who was in hospital yesterday. Her dad who has now left her. She takes the card and hugs it to her chest. Her colleague glances over at the jackals who've been watching her. What he says to them isn't in any way professional, and they all promptly find somewhere else to be. He's as prim and proper as she usually is. But he sits down beside her in the middle of the mess. Because sometimes you aren't a manager or a colleague. Sometimes you're just a fellow human being, reaching out to someone in pain. He hears her whispering three words over and over again. I miss you. I miss you. I miss you. Sometimes all you can do is be there. And sometimes that's enough. Okay, I'd like to offer a couple of thoughts just to follow up on that poem with. Firstly, purely in my own opinion, there isn't any one-size-fits-all approach to grief. One friend I had in the past whose mother was in a hospice told me to just talk about normal stuff. She didn't want to go home. She wanted to be working. She wanted to be doing something. She just didn't want to talk about what was happening in the background. Another friend was simply too upset to speak. Some people want to keep working because it takes their mind off of things, and some people don't. There is no one size fits all. Bereavement has presented me with the hardest conversations that I've ever experienced in the office or anywhere else. I don't think, as I said earlier, you can ever really, truly be prepared for them. But whether it's a colleague who's just lost someone, or if it's a colleague themselves who's passed away and you're talking to the other people from that team or that department, you can be kind, you can be human, you can be supportive, and you should be. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. If anything that's been covered has affected you, then I'd recommend you reach out to someone who could support you, perhaps your doctor or an organisation like the Samaritans. Thank you for joining me in this episode, and I'll hope you'll join me in another one in the future. Until then, take care. You can subscribe to the show on your podcast provider of choice. Our music was The Long View by Purple Planet Music, and art was by Miss Puddle Duck. The ebook, Workwords, is now available to purchase on Amazon.